Orla, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 3-2. The Mishnah continues on the same topic as the previous Mishnah. Now we discuss not an entire garment that was dyed with an Orla-based material, but rather even a single thread. It says, Hatsoveya melo hasit beklipe Orla. If one dyes even a single thread of fabric, and that thread is the length of a sit. A sit is a distance between your index finger and your middle finger. If you take your two fingers and spread them apart as far as you can, the distance between the two, that's called the sit. And that's what we consider to be a significant amount of thread in the time of the Mishnah, according to Reb Meir. And that being the case, if you dye even a single sit worth of thread with klipe orla, with the rinds of an orla fruit, va'argo va'beged, and then you weave that single thread into a larger garment, so it's now lost, ve'en yadua ezahu, you can't tell which of the threads in the garment was the one that was dyed with the orla foodstuff. So now that thread is forbidden, and since the thread is something that's sold by individual count, says Rabbi Meir, it's not batel, which would make the entire garment now asr bahana, because it contains a thread which isn't batel in the mixed. Therefore, Rabbi Meir omer yedalek habeged. The rule is the entire garment now must be burned. The Chum omrim, the Chum disagree, and they say yale be'echad o'matayim, as long as you have 200 times of non-restricted threads for every one orla thread in the beged, then the whole beged is permitted. Again, like the previous case, it's certainly not a true that you can do that lacharchila. You can't willfully weave in forbidden threads. But bidi evad after the fact, if the amount of forbidden threads is outnumbered by the number of permitted threads by 200 to 1, the whole garment remains mutter, less than that usser. Now, you might ask why in the world we need the second Mishnah when the first Mishnah already established that a whole garment is only about to 1 to 200. So for sure, it stands to reason that even you'd need a single thread could be batel 200 times. The answer is that's true for the Chum, but it's so this Mishnah teaches you the stricture, the Chumrah, how strict Rabbi Meir is, that even a thread is in batel since it's considered to be a davar shebeminyan. It's something that you count out one at a time, and therefore that's that. Again, Mishnah will continue on in Gimel and Dal with the same topic, and we'll get to Halacha L'maisa shortly.